This is Wayne Hughes with the 2017 fall read of the High Plains Public Radio Food Story. This is a brief appreciation of how we eat and its place in the hierarchies of food taking, shelter seeking, and reproduction. Somewhere on the vast plateau, a tiny band of scantily clad men, women, and children knew from experience their stubborn tenacity was about to pay off. Shadowing the herd since sunup, they'd separated an aging bison bull from the throng and gradually worried him toward the top of a sheer cliff. He had turned to challenge them several times, but his deep-bred fear of the fiery sticks they waved and the piercing noises they made prompted him to turn and flee until he reached the crumbling edge and plummeted to his death. In a few hours, the small group of four or five families had reduced the two-ton animal to bones and hide remnants. As always, their mission was to cut the meat in strips, hang it to dry over their fires and in the scorching sun, but first, to feed, to replenish. The fire that menaced their prey then made the meat more palatable. Over the years, as they shared their bounty with their companions, a primal message arose again and again from their subconscious. Eat all you can, for the next successful hunt may not be 4 days. And the circle repeats through millennia. Food-taking, shelter-seeking, reproduction. Regardless of how sophisticated the hunter-gatherer's band or the wealth accumulated, over and over those mandates strengthened, food-taking gradually becoming a ceremonial place in the group, the tribe, the community, the nation. Basically, we celebrate with food in much the same way those buffalo hunters did, but more as an abstract way to honor all three priorities. We believe whether it's an intimate family gathering or the massing of hundreds with a common purpose, that the meeting will be more successful if organized around a meal, symbolic as a religious ritual or a real table-groaning feast. Over countless millennia, food making has become the fourth hierarchy. For many, from the individual connoisseur to those who've planned grand banquets for royalty, how the food is prepared and presented is as important as its taste or contribution to civilization. And as most teenagers know, food taking can also be delightfully informal. Lifelong friendships, sometimes lifelong commitments, find beginnings with the ritual consumption of the ubiquitous hamburger, the eternal French fries, and the ever-present soft drink. That ritual, sometimes repeated often enough, may lead to a decision to shelter together and then, well, that's a discussion for another time. You'll find more about the Radio Readers Book Club at the HPPR.com website under the Features tab. Thank you for listening and being a member of the Book Club. For High Plains Public Radio, this is Wayne Hughes.